Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Hello and welcome back to BAM Biographies. I'm Tom Austin Morgan, your host, and I'm here to let you know what's been happening over the last month since the interview with Jack Pop, founder of Alcopop Records, went out, and what you can expect from the next episode. I got to play some gigs this past weekend with both my covers band and the Originals punk band Swamp Stomper, which felt oddly fine given that I've not been around so many people in one place for about 17 months. It was totally exhilarating to play live and loud in front of people again, and there are still a couple more gigs this month. One at Leo's Red Lion in Gravesend on the 4th of September, and another supporting Janice Stark at the Hope and Anchor in Islington, London, on the 25th of September. God, I've missed playing live. There have been no new Apple Podcast reviews this month. If you've not left one yet, why not go to the app now and leave one, as well as giving the podcast 5 stars? If you can't think of anything to say about the show specifically, why not just leave a review of your favourite band, album, gig, or festival experience? I'll be sure to read it out next month and thank you for it. Plus, I love to hear anything that you guys have got to say about music. The third episode of 4 of my guest spot on the Permanent Record podcast has just been released as well, where I joined hosts Brian and Sarah to talk about the iconic U2 album The Joshua Tree. In this one, we discuss a bunch of tracks in the middle of the album, as well as a couple of videos for songs that none of us knew existed. Probably for good reason. Permanent Record Podcast is a great resource for anyone remotely interested in the minutiae of bands and albums, especially if you're into synth-based music. They made an exception for me by reviewing a guitar-based band, but usually they cover synth-pop acts. Make sure you go and subscribe to Permanent Record Podcast on whatever podcast platform you use, and go and follow them on Twitter, @PermRecordPod, or find them on Facebook, or at their own website, www.permanentrecordpodcast.com. The interview with Jack Pop was hotly anticipated by a few people, including Colin and Tracy over at the We Dig Music podcast, who said they were fans of the label and really looking forward to hearing the chat we had. And that chat was a joy. It had been recorded a few months previous to releasing, so revisiting it for the edit for me was great. Jack's such a lovely guy. His ability to weave a story is brilliant, and his enthusiasm for music is infectious. And I've discovered some really great bands through him, most of whom we mentioned in the episode itself, but I'm certainly a fan of the label now too. Daniel Carney, who's becoming a regular commenter on Facebook, said he really enjoyed the interview, especially the bit about Leonard Cohen, who Daniel says was a truly remarkable man and performer. A truer word has never been said. The guys from Permanent Record Podcast got in touch on Twitter to say that it was an extremely entertaining episode. Jack Pop was a fantastic guest, and the conversation was fun and interesting. Great job, my friend. Thank you very much. I look forward to wrapping up our conversation about the Joshua Tree very soon. Also on Twitter, Zach Eastman of the Ballyhoo Review podcast got in touch to say he loved getting to hear Jack's journey and to get an insight into how someone creates a label. And there was a relatability, as I have had buyer's guilt spending money on Blu-rays when I didn't have the player. A feeling across mediums. Bravo, band biogs. Well, thanks a lot, Zach. The buyer's guilt or buyer's remorse is a real thing, especially for people who collect. You often think, like, why have I bought that? It's just because it looks nice on my wall or on my shelf. Even if you've not got the player to play the thing on, it's just, yeah, you've just got to do it sometimes. It's been great to hear that a bunch of you really found the interview interesting and engaging. I have to say that Jack himself has been very responsive to all the comments the episode has received over social media, and has had some really nice things to say about me and the show as well. So thank you, Jack, and thanks to all of you that got in touch. Now, let's talk about this Friday's episode, due out on the 27th of August. This will be another interview episode where I chat with James Crutwell, who plays bass in the Oi Punk band, the East End Baddos and the Gonads, with one Gary Bushell. This was an interesting chat for me as we both have similar tastes in music and neither of us believes in guilty pleasures or has a fear of loving a good pop tune. We also live quite close to each other, so have shared a few of the same stages and hung out in the same venues over the years. This is more of a free-flowing interview than the more structured ones I've done recently because we just hit it off. I know I said I wasn't going to be releasing too many interviews back to back, but there have been a few things that have cropped up recently that have meant I've just not had enough time to get any work done on the next documentary. There's been good and bad, including a couple of deaths in the family, an insane amount of paid work that I've taken on recently, and I've been invited to try out for a touring band, so I've had the best part of 30 songs to learn this month from scratch by ear, which has really sucked up all of my rare free time this month. You'll find out more about that when I have news. It's really exciting for me and I'm sure you'll all be thrilled as well. The audition was supposed to be tonight, but it's been pushed back, so the news will have to wait until next month. Rest assured though, I know which band I'll be featuring in the next documentary episode and have already started putting the skeleton of the script together. That will also be revealed on next month's review episode. But until then, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Please do reach out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or by email, as well as leaving those ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts. But more than anything else, take care and stay safe. Till next time, see you in the pit.